This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2112, The Darker Side of Keeping Up with the Joneses, by Alain Messicotte of freetopursue.com. Hello, everybody. I'm Greg Audino, and this is another weekly bonus episode of ORD, on which I share with you previously aired content from other shows in our network, content that might get you curious about seeing everything else that our podcast network has to offer, and oftentimes content that crosses over with relationship building at least a little bit. Today's post will do just that, coming from Optimal Finance Daily. Let's hear Diana with the post and her commentary as we optimize your life.
The Darker Side of Keeping Up with the Joneses by Alain Messicotte of freetopursue.com. Financial bloggers often speak of the downsides associated with keeping up with the Joneses, the folks who seem to be living that elusive good life. The thoughts go a little something like this. You spend more than you intend to because they make you want things you hadn't even considered important. You're never happy because you keep thinking about what they have and you don't. You feel the need to get bigger and better versions of the newer things you own as soon as you see they've upgraded their lifestyle. You feel that if you're a good provider like they appear to be, you need to be giving your family everything others are providing, like education, leisure, experiences, and material goods. You feel that if you go to a good school, you have a chance at a better life like theirs. And you never save enough because no one has their bank balance printed on their forehead. But folks will sure notice that you're driving a beater or that you're not wearing the big brands. If only that were the extent of the consequences associated with aspirational spending. The reality is that for many, keeping up with the Joneses has far more dire consequences, as the movie of the same name clearly illustrates. If you're lucky, you just feel unhappy most of the time because you simply can't feel content with what you have. For many, however, it doesn't stop there. Some of us experience depression associated with seeking external validation of our self-worth, financial worry caused by a large and/or growing debt load or insufficient savings, strained family relationships caused by heavy work responsibilities associated with jobs that pay enough to maintain a given lifestyle, stress associated with procuring the lifestyle that leads to health issues, fear of the potential shame associated with being found out as living above our means, and frustration and anger at never having enough that can lead to isolation and substance abuse. If a few or many of these manifest, it can lead to the ultimate sacrifice, giving up your life to finally be free of the burden that you believe will never ease. Suicidal thoughts are a reality for many. And unfortunately, as many movies, documentaries, books, and nearly 68 million hits on Google for debt and suicide elucidate, a significant number of people and even families follow through. Building up our immunity. The Joneses are not bad people. They're part of our increasingly materialistic society, and they don't know the damage they're causing. As a matter of fact, some of us are likely the Joneses to other people. What's worrisome is the effect the Joneses have on people who find themselves emotionally vulnerable. Becoming vulnerable to the lures of their lifestyle is easy if you feel you're not enough in your professional, personal, academic, family, or social life. One small taste of affluence can easily make you want another hit. Soon, the small hits aren't big enough and you want something bigger, better, badder. Affluenza is not much different than addiction when you really think about it. How can we avoid the darker side of keeping up with the Joneses? Number one, identify the problem and stay away. First, we need to recognize the signs that we're dealing with this type of influence. If we find we're around people who are overly materialistic and make us want things, we need to stay away, period. It may even mean that we're living in a toxic neighborhood and we need to move. Number two, build a financial cushion. Second, we need to ensure that we have the financial wherewithal to address monetary slip-ups, big and small, and that means having an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses to deal with unexpected high spending, emergencies, job loss, and other events that can pull the carpet from under us and lead us to feel we don't have our life under control. Counterintuitively, money scarcity can often lead to more spending and/or poor performance at work that only serve to exasperate the problem. Number three, invest in what matters most. Third, we also need to be vigilant and build up our immunity by staying mentally and physically healthy. We need to ensure we're taking care of ourselves by focusing on what really matters: the quality of our relationships, gratitude for what we have, our uniqueness as individuals, and our ability to continue to learn and develop. Interestingly enough, these activities have little to nothing to do with money, and that means they're available to everyone. If you're currently dealing with the darker side of this issue, please seek help. When we feel we're in trouble, it's easy to think that our problems are bigger than they actually are, and we don't have the mental bandwidth left to help ourselves. That's why asking for help is so important. So please talk to someone, get some guidance, get some help so you can get through it. You just listened to the post titled "The Darker Side of Keeping Up with the Joneses" by Elaine Massicotte of freetopursue.com.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I think Elaine makes a great point in this article about being mindful of our circle of influence. It's easier to not play the game of keeping up with the Joneses if we're not hanging out with them. And that may not just apply to the people we surround ourselves with in the real world. Social media has a funny way of making us feel inadequate. When we see a carefully curated presentation of another person's life on Instagram, for example, it's easy to forget that that's not the whole picture. The grass may not actually be greener for those people. Perhaps what you're seeing is just an Instagram filter. I also think the key to not feeling a need to keep up with the Joneses is to develop a deep appreciation for what we already have. Just imagine what would happen if we spent as much energy being grateful for what we have as we do comparing ourselves to other people. I think that's part of what it means to have an abundance mindset. It's letting yourself be so consumed with gratitude for your own good fortune that there is no mental bandwidth left for comparisons. Most of us are surrounded by incredible abundance, and we don't even see it. I also think we make assumptions about how happy others who have more than us actually are. I had the pleasure of having dinner with a friend the other day who just moved into a gorgeous house, nearly triple the size of her previous house. As she was giving me a tour, she shared with me the stress of maintenance for a house that large. Rather than feeling jealous, I felt a sense of appreciation for my cute little house that has been a breeze to maintain. Bigger is not always better, my friends. And that'll do it for today in another installment of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a happy Thursday. Thank you for being here every day and listening. And I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.